on it.
Yeah, easy week. No questions?
Cool. Yeah, you'll be facing the charges for the second time in your career. What problems did they present?
A lot. I mean, I don't think their record indicates what kind of football team or what kind of talent they have. Defensively, I mean, they're still good, giving up probably a few more points than they'd like. But, I mean, the front seven, I mean, obviously they create problems and havoc. You really don't know where they're going to bring pressure from. Secondaries is equally as good. So I expect them to play some good football coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Kind of backs, they're up against the wall, so we'll probably get their best shot.
It's not even close to a must-win game. I know you guys don't like that word, but is it, in a sense, is it a need to win because you guys got to get things turned around here pretty quick?
There's a lot of football left. I mean, everyone's kind of, outside the locker room, I think everyone's kind of freaking out a little bit, getting excited. But we know there's a lot of games left. Obviously, divisional game, we want to win this one. We got a bye next week, so we kind of want to get a win and take some time off. So, I mean, we got to execute. I mean, offensively, defensively, special teams, we've got to put it all together.
Because of the way things haven't been put together, do you understand why people might be kind of freaking out a bit?
I mean, anytime the Broncos don't win, people freak out. So, I mean, we're not that excited about it. We're still working hard. I mean, we think we've got a good football team in the locker room. I mean, it's not lack of effort. I mean, the guys are flying around. We're making plays. We're just not making enough of them. Like a scale, what do you want, a scale of 1 to 10 or something? I mean, we want to win every game. I mean, every game is tough. It's a battle in the NFL. You never know. You never know in this league who's going to have a good team each day today. So, I mean, we want to win. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's a divisional game. It's important to us. It's going to be important to the fans coming back home. So we're gonna do our best this week, and we'll see what we got.
Are you as surprised as everybody else that the Chargers are 1-3 this year?
I mean, I think everyone's a bit surprised. I mean, they didn't lose a lot of guys. Obviously, some coaches left, and they made some changes in that area. But, I mean, still got those players on the field. I'm sure they're going to come together here maybe this week or in the upcoming weeks and really go out there and put the whole package together. Because, I mean, they've got entirely too much talent. And they know how to win. I mean, from last year, obviously. I mean, losing two games in a season. So they're going to put it together soon enough.
You expect them to be desperate since you guys are still not – you guys are even keel. You expect them to maybe play desperate because they're in a must-win.
I mean, I think those guys have been in the NFL long enough. They understand that there's still a lot of football left. Obviously, they want to get back in the conference race here early. But, I mean, they're going to come out. I'm sure they're going to give us everything they got. And it's going to be a hard game anytime you play those guys.
Yeah, what do you remember most about their defense last year?
Yeah, I think they all might have got a piece of me sooner or later. Eric was in that left tackle. We had lost Matt, so did the best job we could over there. And I mean, they've got some pressure. They flew around. I mean, I think we went to the shotgun probably in the second or the third quarter after halftime and put up a few points on some seams and stuff, but they get back there in a hurry, kind of like Indianapolis front four. I mean, they don't waste any time. You got to get rid of the ball, and that's what teams have been doing to them this year. They've been dropping back and getting rid of the ball quick and letting the receivers make some plays. So that's what we're going to have to do.
Jay, my sources tell me you were at the Rockies game Monday at Coors Field. Would you analyze that game and you got Rockies fever?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to some games here at the Rockies and watched them, and I thought they had a great young team, you know, with some older players mixed in. And tell you what, they're playing. I mean, they're hot right now. I mean, they just know how to win. They refuse to lose, and I mean, I think you can see that in the 13th. I mean, down by two, a lot of teams would might maybe pack it in, you know, but especially with a long game like that. But double triple off Trevor Hoffman, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So I mean, I congratulate those guys. I hope they go far.
Anything else?
Any more baseball questions? All right.